RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Here's C.J. Stroud at the 47-yard line of Houston. Ready to take a knee. He does. It's over. The Texans blow out the Chargers on wild card weekend, 32-12, and they move on to the divisional round.
Can the Texans do it again tomorrow at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles? Paul Gallant and Chris Partee, and for John Lopez and Reggie Adetula. Here on Sports Radio 610, you've got Colin Neal behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. Texans 1.5 point favorite. Excuse me. They opened as 1.5 point favorites against the Chargers. This line has flipped, though, at least per DraftKings, ESPN, whatever the blah, 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 whatever the book. Well, the Chargers are 1.5 point favorites in a game with an over-under of 39.5. So they're not expecting a lot of points in this game.
Defenses.
Not a lot of offensive line. The news yesterday as far as the Texans offensive line was that, one, Trent Brown, their right tackle, out.
Finished for now.
Left tackle Ariante Ursary, meanwhile, questionable with a, what was it? Thumb injury. He had surgery on a broken thumb.
He has metal in his hand now. Metal.
The fact he's questionable is insane. Right?
Man's tough.
He's got a bionic hand.
Mm-hmm.
I am Iron Man. Yeah.
We will see if he does play in this game. Whatever the case, with Brown out, that means that there will likely be some shifting on the Texans' offensive line. Does that mean Titus Howard moves back to right tackle? Does that mean Blake Fisher has a chance to start at tackle? Is it Jarrett Kingston, who is also on this team as a tackle? This could be one of those games where it's really difficult to protect C.J. Stroud. The Chargers already have offensive line issues of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if there's any real prediction I can make for tomorrow's game is that I do agree with the over-under. I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game, Chris.
Low-scoring, yeah.
I want to see the offense take a step forward, but how much of a step forward can you take when you've got the limitations you've got on the offensive line and your running game has just been struggling for all of this season? Ain't going to be easy against L.A. on the road.
No, I think initially the other day I said when I was on with Sean Bajani on Area 45, we had John McClain on Wednesday or whatever night, Tuesday night, whatever it was.
Running game's terrible.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
And I think I predicted 26-21 Texans, but, you know, the closer we get to it and just knowing all the – already knowing the issues with the offense and the offensive line, and I'm like now hearing the over-under, I'm like, I'm going to have to rethink that. That 26-21, that 26 sounds kind of high as far as points for the Texans. And it's kind of high in the first place, honestly. But, right. You know.
Yeah. This is going to be tough for them. This is also, though, a game that I think that the Texans can prove that defensively they have no weaknesses. There is no quarterback that can single-handedly take them down. And, of course, the Texans do have some issues. I would say the run defense coming out of Sunday's game against the Raiders. That's something to, at the very least, keep an eye on, especially with some of the injuries at linebacker. They just put Jake Hansen on injured reserve.
Yeah.
So not a lot of depth there, especially if Azeez Al-Shaair goes down again. But I feel great about this defense. It's all about the offense.
Everybody does.
And I feel like we're just asking this every single week, is the offense going to get it together this week? And then you generally lean towards no.
Is there ever going to be a week this season where we don't have to ask about the offense?
I was hoping.
That's the question.
I was hoping, Chris, coming out of the Chargers win with the way that they Cardinals win.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that going into the Raiders game, oh, yeah, they're going to look good again.
Another 40 spot.
Right. But then when they play a real team, okay, how do we look at them? But it took them a while to get going. They did get going in the fourth quarter for what it's worth. CJ Stroud did seem to shake off the cobwebs.
They
in the
do
fourth
that sometimes.
Quarter of that game. But they also got a lot of help from pass interference calls that I thought were dubious at best. And I think that their inability to run the football against a team like the Raiders is very concerning, big picture wise.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is concerning.
It's a dog-faced running game of theirs.
Especially when you look at the pieces they have in the backfield. Yes. You got Woody Marks, who's been great, but he gets dinged up.
He gets banged up a little bit there. He's been solid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go great.
Okay, yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
True, very true. Yeah, he's been good.
For what you're expecting out of a fourth-round pick, I think he's given you enough.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. But then, you know, you got him, got Nick Chubb, who is not the old Nick Chubb like we talked about, mm-hmm. right? And then, is it Jawar Jordan now?
Jawar Jordan is the other guy that's in there.
And I mean, he had that one game, the first game, 101 yards, I believe it was.
Right, but that's not happening again.
That seems like the anomaly after last week. Sure. I think he had 50 yards last week, if that.
Big slate of NFL games. The other game to keep an eye on, that's going to be on Sunday, as we are on a Friday, Football Friday. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the road in Indianapolis, 5.5-point favorites against Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. If the Colts win and the Texans lose, the Colts will still be alive. But a Texans win or a Colts loss on Sunday, Texans are the 7th AFC playoff berth.
Are the Texans the only team that could conceivably beat the Jaguars right now? Because the Jaguars seem pretty hot.
Jaguars,
like, they are rolling.
I mean, they're Galveston.
I'm being serious here. Like, they're rolling.
They've won 6 in a row, and ever since they blew that 19.4 quarter lead against the Texans, they kicked the Chargers' ass.
Yeah.
35-6. And then they also beat some bums, the Cardinals, the Titans, the Colts, the Jets and the Broncos. The Colts game was, of course, the game where Daniel Jones suffered the season-ending injury.
I mean, you can only play who's in front of you.
The victory over the Broncos, an impressive one.
Yeah.
The victory over the
was big to me.
Chargers, also impressive. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Those are big wins, man.
No, they're playing great.
Yeah.
They really are. You got to give them a lot of credit. And I have a hard time seeing them blowing it against the Colts, given that they know what's at stake. They want to win the AFC South.
You don't think we have that one big game out of Phillip Rivers? That one big where he throws for like 350 and 4 touchdowns. You don't think we get one of those?
Those are the days of the old.
I know, but I'm saying, you don't think he has one left?
The fact that he's thrown any touchdown passes to this point.
It is amazing.
It's wild. I mean, look, it wasn't his fault that the Colts lost this past game on Monday against
the Niners.
Right.
Well, the Niners are just a better team.
Let's
just be honest. They're a better team.
And the Colts defense kind of stinks, but it wasn't the Colts offense fault. I mean, Phillip Rivers made things happen. The problem was early on in this game, the Colts, after scoring an opening drive touchdown, they fumbled a kickoff and they were in a 10-point
and that
hole,
was it.
The rest
and that
of
was
the
it. Yeah, they were just behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
For the rest of the way.
Wasn't Phillip's fault.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Old man Rivers.
It was not. Mm-hmm. He's played well. He has played. I think he's played a lot better than most people expected.
Yeah, I thought that he wouldn't be able to throw past 8 yards. And in the first game, that's exactly how he looked.
Yeah.
But against the 49ers on Monday, he shook off the sore body.
On some of his throws, you can tell the arm isn't what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you expect after not playing 5 years and you're 44 now? So, like, I'm not going to downgrade him for that. He's played well. But I think it's going to be a tall order for him to go out there and beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't
think it's
going
to be a tall order.
I do not see it happening. I wish it would. If it does happen, I mean, things
it's good for the Texans if it happens.
Because if the Texans win, I mean, that's also going to determine maybe how hard Indianapolis plays, because this game's on a Saturday while the Jaguars and Colts game is on a Sunday.
Yep.
The other intriguing games from the weekend, I am curious to see what happens in the AFC North. Did anyone see the article in the Baltimore Sun that came out about Lamar Jackson? Where
he's
they
back.
Are, bro, some of the things that are being said about Lamar Jackson, look, it's the Baltimore Sun. People, there's another newspaper in Baltimore that people take a little bit more seriously. But here is a little snippet from this article about Lamar Jackson, which seems to be one of those things that is getting leaked entirely so it is more sellable to the fan base that this is why they moved on. But this quote, "The breakdown of an NFL player's body," from the Baltimore Sun piece, "is natural, but Lamar Jackson could help himself. He doesn't need to be up late at night playing video games or falling asleep in team meetings.
Uh-oh.
He needs to train more around the castle," I guess that's where the Ravens play, "instead of only attending mandatory minicamps where he disappears after one day." I mean, there was a drive-by hit piece in the Baltimore Sun about Lamar Jackson.
Definitely.
Why is that out there? Other than they're trying to figure out how to part ways.
You don't think the team leaked any of that?
Definitely leaked it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's like John Harbaugh's camp who's leaking it to try to save Harbaugh's job here. But, I mean, if I'm picking between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry. I'm picking Lamar Jackson every single time.
Well, in this instance, the young two-time MVP quarterback is usually going to win. Because Harbaugh's been there since, what, 08?
Mm-hmm.
It may just be time for a new voice.
I think it's time for a new voice.
You could say the same for the Steelers.
Yep.
Even though they're probably going to make the playoffs, or I think they're already in, but...
Well, they've won 3 in a row, and they still have not technically clinched the AFC North, but...
But they probably will this weekend. They will this weekend.
So, for the games this weekend, the Steelers, they're taking on the Cleveland Browns on the road. We'll see if Myles Garrett is able to break the NFL's sack record. Meanwhile, the Ravens, with this hit piece done now on Lamar Jackson, they play the Packers, the nightcap of the Saturday NFL action. Yeah. And we'll see who's under center for Green Bay in that game. So I guess Baltimore's,
because Jordan Love
is
dealing with concussion protocol.
And Malik Willis is also banged up.
That's right. He sure is.
And he hasn't looked that
bad. Who is their third-string quarterback?
Good question. We're going to see another third-string quarterback this weekend, I suppose.
Time it's like an epidemic.
We'll tell. Yes.
The third-string quarterbacks.
Third-string quarterbacks.
It's ridiculous.
Man, too many. Too many third-string quarterbacks for my liking. Texans, Chargers tomorrow. The Chargers now 1.5-point favorites. We will see what happens. He is Chris Partee. I am Paul Gallant. And joining us right now from the Twin Peaks on Kirby, The Drive, we've got a Clint Sterner, and we've got a Sean Bijani.
What's up, fellas?
Ron. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, hello. Look out. Now, how we doing, fellas? How we doing?
Merry Christmas.
We hanging in here, hanging around.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Well, look, we want to invite everybody out here, you guys included. We want to invite everybody out here. We're at Twin Peaks, 59 and Kirby. Come on down and hang out, man. There's plenty of seats. And as I always tell folks, there's not a better view in the building. There's also a bunch of TVs in here.
That's what I hear.
there's also a bunch of TVs in here where you can catch the bowl game. There's a little bit of a glare. Which one is that right there?
Northwestern Central Michigan, the Game Above Sports Bowl.
There you go. I like it. So, yeah, man, come on through. Day after Christmas, man, a lot of folks are off. Get out and about around the city and come hang out with us. 59 and Kirby, Twin Peaks location. If you can't get to this lodge, y'all, there's five of them around the city. You're probably right around the corner from one, so slide on in, man.
What view are you referring to, by the way?
The TV, man. I can see that bowl game.
Oh, hey, Sean, I was going to ask, like, what is the view like over there?
I mean, I'm looking straight out this window, and before I'm looking at a very large white box Snap-on truck.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you're looking at. Sure.
I see Twin Peaks.
Hey. Okay.
I see Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views.
We're not mad at that.
Come on. What's going on? I got one bone to pick with you boys. I heard your Rockets point guard. I believe it was a guard conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was leaning in, man. I think it was Chris. I got one pushback. The nobody likes Chris Paul thing is real. Is very real. but I think it's soft individuals don't like Chris Paul.
You might be right about that, but there's a lot of NBA guys that don't mess with Chris Paul. Let's just be honest.
I agree. I think there's a lot of people in general, whether you talk about NBA, NFL, baseball, Twin Peaks. Hell, I think there's a lot of people. I think there's a lot of people in general that just don't like being checked. They don't like being held accountable. They don't like, you know, they don't like, hey, when something. I'm one of those individuals. I don't know if you're not. I'm not saying I'm Chris Paul, but I'm one of those individuals like. I'm not real pleasant to be around when things ain't going right.
No, you know what I mean? Like, AKA, you're an a-hole.
No problem with that. But, I mean, I can't just keep on showing up and just doing the same old, and losing and getting my ass kicked and it not working and not go, hey, man, somebody, we got to change something around this joint.
So, I get that.
I don't disagree with your point. I understand a lot of people dislike Chris Paul, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing all of the time. Now, I don't know about bucking your coach now. I don't know about telling your coach that we're going to change this scheme right here in the middle of things. I don't know if that's a good idea.
He oversteps.
Try that with Ime Udoka, though. He ain't going to be doing that.
I feel the same way, Sean.
He ain't going to do that here.
That was kind of my point of like, I just don't let the a-hole scare you off. Now, if you dislike Chris, I'm fine with it. Hell, I'm a fan. I don't know that I want him back here, but I'm a fan. But don't let that a-hole scare you off. Now, typically, that's a winning way of doing things.
If there is a place that he fits, and the crosstalk brought to you by DNM Auto Leasing, it does seem like with Ime Udoka, it would be a good fit.
But my thing was, is he the answer here to get this team over the hump to get to a title potential?
Well, I don't know if he's the answer, boys. I don't know if he's the answer, but let's be honest with you. I mean, right now, it ain't like you sitting there picking the best of the litter.
Right. And I would say at this point, too, like, what's the harm? Like, why not? Why not have a conversation at the very least with him, you know? Pick up the phone, give him a call, and say, like, hey, can you stop being what you can be at times?
But can he, though? I don't think he can.
Probably not at this point. But I don't blame him for being like that with the way things are going with the Clippers, you know? I'd be pissed off,
Well, the
too.
Clippers suck. Yeah. Like, they're not good.
And he's got high standards, and it's not being met up there. That's for sure.
Chris is always the one that asks the question, you know, like, but can he, though? And it's like, you're at a point in your franchise with the Rockets where you've brought a Hall of Famer in Kevin Durant. You've got the young talent assembled around them, and you kind of know who they are or who they can be. Like, you've put yourself in the position to where you can afford to figure out the answer to that question for yourself. Chris Paul's cheap. He'll never be cheaper in his life. $3.5 million, whatever's left on that deal.
That's the truth.
And those personalities, if there was ever a question of them meshing, instead of not matching, it's now with Ime Udoka, who's very much like, you know what? I'm coaching a bunch of a-holes that have lost 5 out of the 7. We're playing on Christmas Day. Your ass better go out there and get you a dub in L.A.
Well,
and they did.
For me, guys, it's less – like, I haven't even entertained the Chris Paul scenario, even though we probably should since he's available. But, I mean, I do think the Rockets – just a bigger conversation, right, for the Rockets is, I mean, are they in a spot a lot like the Texans were to take a risk on a Chauncey – like a C.J. Gardner-Johnson and you know, after a couple of weeks, go, hey, this ain't it, man. Get his ass up out of here. It may cost you a little money. You know, are they a team that can afford in an effort to get better and give yourself a better chance, maybe take a little bit of a risk and see what kind of fit it is. Whether it's Chris Paul or not is irrelevant to me, but just is there a need to bring somebody in? And if so – Is this team at a place where they can that risk is worth the reward potential? You know I think that's a bigger picture. But don't let that a-hole scare you away. Now let the a-holes will make you better a lot of the time.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm fixing to make this young fellow over here a little better today. I'm going to be an a-hole for the next 4 hours.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, it is a Football Friday. Join Clint and Sean out at Twin Peaks. He is Chris Partee. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful week.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.